Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, sir.
Yeah.
This is Jan again.
Okay.
Are you now free?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, yes, as I was saying earlier, we actually have been contacting the area for those who are into the concrete business, and I believe that you are still active doing concrete, like, you know, you're doing concrete driveways and floors installation.
Yeah, we do all of that, walls, aprons, sidewalks.
Exactly. So that's actually what we wanted to speak to you about, is for a first page position in Google for that particular category. And I'm sure you've done some Google searches before, right? Like probably for auto parts, restaurants. Okay. So you know how when you do a Google search, a map pops up with red dots on it, then you'll see the businesses listed? Okay. So that's the local map section of Google, and we are providing a service that places companies there because we know that 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses. And for that particular position, this is an exclusive one, meaning once we find a company to work with in the area, then we do not work with anybody else who does the same thing that you do. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, makes
sense. All right, and so just curious, it also shows you that you have a home advisor listing, and you've been in the business for 17 years now. Is this accurate?
Yes.
Okay, nice. Okay, pretty stable. And how's home advisor working for you so far?
I mean, so, you know, it all depends. It always comes down to the customers, though.
Oh, okay. So you've been getting a lot of
Yeah, we get a lot. We get a lot of work right now.
Gotcha. Okay, good, good. So
some weeks are better than others. You know how it goes. It all depends if people want to spend money. You know?
Got it. So basically, you are still getting jobs from Home Advisor so far, so good.
Yeah, so far, yes.
Gotcha. Okay, and do you happen to have a website running for Perdomo Concrete by any chance? You don't?
Just work off a number there and the cards and shit.
Okay.
No, like people see us do work or refer us to other people, or we're doing a job in the area, somebody come up and then we get jobs like that.
Okay, like where Walmart works, right?
Yeah. If I'm doing a job at a corner, like I'm doing a job in the neighborhood and neighbor across the street comes over and looks, sees that my work, likes and contracts us to be theirs.
Nice,
and then
nice.
We just get an apartment from the township to prove the job and then go on from there.
Well, what type of customers do you normally have? Are they more or residential, or do you also work with commercial or industrial?
Yeah, it don't matter, commercial, industrial. Mostly it's a lot of commercials, though. Residential. Mostly residential. Homeowners.
Mostly residential. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Well, is residential more profitable for you, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. I mean, but residential is probably profitable, so.
Nice, okay. Well, are you only working in...
Commercial is like, those are bigger jobs, so they'll go for bigger companies, you know?
Oh, I see.
If you're doing like a Walmart sidewalk, or if you're doing a Wawa's or something like that, they'll probably go with bigger names, you know what I mean? We're a small company, so.
Gotcha. But you're open to it, right? If ever you had the opportunity?
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, are you only focused on Lansdale, or do you work beyond?
Well, we can work in our area, Lansdale, anywhere in Montgomery County. We've been outskirts of Philadelphia.
Got it. Okay,
I mean,
great. Okay. And I believe that you are the sole owner of the business, right? Or do you run this business with a partner?
Nah, I'm the manager. I'm the one that handles all the calls. My boss is the one you were just talking to.
Gotcha. Well, are you also able to do decision-makings for the company, or is that something that you have to talk to the business
Probably
owner?
Probably talk to him about it, yeah.
Well, I believe
so
you're still with you.
So how do you guys look for jobs? Do you set up on a website, or
That's actually part of it. We help out with websites as well, because being on Google's first page is actually a good thing, because unlike Home Advisor, it's a business directory, right? So most jobs that you get from a Home Advisor, they're being recommended to you. But I'm not sure if this is accurate, but are you bidding the jobs that you get, or are they just being provided to you?
Oh, I don't. Some are provided and some we bid on. Like,
oh, okay.
I might do a day and go around, hand out cards and talk to people.
Gotcha.
That way, or some people, like some homeowners already have, maybe call us after they call two other contractors, see who gets a better price.
Oh, okay.
That's usually...
Have you
sometimes
ever...
Sometimes like that. I mean, yeah, I count like twice like that. Kind of weird.
Nice.
I had an old guy in college, bro. He just... I think he was too old. I don't know where his mind was at. But we gave him a good price, and then he had another guy give him a price. He never called us back, but...
Okay, well,
when
you
want it on stamped concrete, that's expensive. You know, if you stamp concrete, it's a whole different thing, you know?
Yeah, actually, because it really depends on the jobs or the customers.
Yeah,
that
you got
to
rent the stamps. I mean we have our own stamps, but so we have a book we go out of the country of hockey. They're called Concrete Services, so they rent stamps. Exotic ones. So it'll be ones that look like real exotic, and depends on the price of those. They can be up to $500-$600 a day you rent them, so...
Exactly.
Plus, if you want, and if you also want color, the color is a different price. It depends on the type of colors you get. You got to mix that into the cement truck, which costs more because we deal with different cement companies where you got to pay extra to clean that out because you're putting a concrete color in there. So.
Okay.
So yeah, when
okay,
you said that, you got to put that all in perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, that's actually what I wanted to clarify, right? Because if you're on the first page of Google, then you won't have to worry about bidding for certain jobs because all of the phone calls that you'll be getting are more of the customers who are actively looking for the jobs that you do. And by any chance, you're not paying them per lead, right? Are you on a monthly thing with HomeAdvisor or is it like a pay-per-lead thing?
I think it's a pay-per-lead thing.
Oh, okay. So even if it's just
a
question.
They deal with him. They call him mostly. They deal with him and then I deal with him. But yeah, his English is different. You know, he don't speak too good much English, so I handle all the clarify what we're talking and who I'm talking to.
Okay, nice. Well, yeah, well, basically, what we wanted to do for you on how we can add value is that you'll have more control over the calls that you're getting, and you won't have to bid for them because this is an exclusive listing, right? Now, if this is going to be more of an affordable option for you, since obviously you don't have to pay per lead, and all the calls will necessarily be the type of things you want to do. By any chance, there's something that you guys would like to be found for or jobs that you want to do mostly? Are there any, by any chance, that you guys prefer?
Well, I mean, probably sidewalks, aprons, those are pretty good.
So you want more sidewalk jobs?
Yeah, sidewalk, apron, you can throw that in there. We can do patios, too.
Okay,
stamped concrete. Yeah, stuff like that.
Stuff like, okay, well, if we can do all those for you, and again, you don't have to pay per lead or worry about your competitors in the area, do you guys see value in all this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that'll
be money off
of you. Yes, okay.
It all depends how big the job is. If it's small jobs, you can only charge so much, you know what I'm saying? We have our cement company we deal with.
Well, if you guys have your own...
We have a credit line.
Yeah, well, you don't actually have to worry about all that because if you have, like, specific things you want to be found for, then we can help you out with that, definitely. So, just a quick question. Is the owner with you at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. So, if you guys see value in all this... Well, actually, our regional directors do. If you'd like... What I can recommend to the owner is to speak to one of our regional directors. In that way, if the owner would like to hear more or if he has certain questions he wants to be addressed in Spanish,
yeah, that would
then I think that would be better.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
how's that work, though? Like, will you guys, when does this start? Like, you automatically set up a page and then work comes right along, or does that take a week or two?
Well, that's going to be answered by one of our regional directors because they have more information.
They call him back, then now, yeah, have somebody Spanish that would explain more to him about that.
Oh, yeah, our regional directors are actually available at the moment.
Okay.
Question. I'm not sure the first name of the owner Perdomo, or is that last name?
Yeah, that's his last name, Perdomo. His first name is Lewis, L-U-I-S.
Lewis, okay. All right, so tell you what, this is what I'm going to do, right? Our regional director is probably available at the moment, so I'll go ahead and grab him to join us on the phone, and then in that way, if the Luis would be, you know, would find sense in all this. Okay, so let me go ahead and grab him for you. Let's see here. I'm just checking the information.
Ellos son de los que te buscan trabajo. Okay, so you can talk to me either way.
Okay. Hello. Hold on, I'm checking. Someone who speaks Spanish.
Well, you say you can talk to me and I can just tell him what's going on either way.
Oh, okay. Well, what is your name, sir, so I can introduce you to my regional
My name is Jose Cruz. J-O-S-C-Cruz.
Jose, okay. Okay, gotcha. And, okay, so one of our regional directors, his name is Marlon. So if ever that Luis, the business owner, has any questions, since he's right next to you, just let him know, okay? Let me go ahead and grab him for you real quick. Let me see here. Let's see here. Hello, Marlon? Hello?
I don't think he's on there.
Hello, good afternoon. Is this Luis, or who am I speaking to?
Jose Cruz. Luis is my boss. He's my boss, so he told me that I could just talk to you guys and see what's going on.
Okay, I should